This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Happy New Year. Yes, sir. January 1st, 2021. It is The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh. If you listen to Fox Sports Radio, you know I have an evening show from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard will be live tonight. And TJ Houshmandzadeh, his show is Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern, Up on Game. You know, it's where all the ex-football players talk their talk, TJ, LeVar Arrington, and Plaxico Burress. So you need to check that out as well. And that's a fun show, TJ. Are you guys having fun with that so far?
I actually like it. It's been, what you said, it's been fun and learning along the way. But so far, so good in my eyes with the show. We'll keep improving and getting better. And I like where it's going.
Yeah, very nice. I was on last week, and, you know, I picked up a pair of off-white Jordans in a bag, you know, in Plaxico. I know TJ was like, man, he let Rob just kind of come in and, like, steal a pair of sneakers
off
him, right?
You did hustle him. You got him. You hustled him.
Our bet for people who didn't hear that show is that Plaxico said the Nets would not make the Eastern Conference Finals. It's one thing, TJ, to bet somebody. Like, if he would have bet me, like, the Nets won't make it to the finals or the Nets won't win the championship, I could see that bet. But to think that they're not going to be one of the two best teams in the Eastern Conference when it's all over?
Hey, for some off-whites, Rob, you got to take that bet all day.
All day, every day. All right, here's a bet I'm not taking, which is the Bucks making it to the Super Bowl. But Bucks coach Bruce Arians said it's Super Bowl or bust for his team, and if they don't make it, the season has been a failure. Let's hear what he had to say.
That's Super Bowl or bust. That's the goal every year. Mm-hmm. And you can't get to the Super Bowl if you don't get in the playoffs. So getting into the playoffs was huge for us. It's been a fun year. There's a lot of football left, and we're really excited to be playing.
I like it. Super Bowl or bust. I don't think it's overstated. You don't bring Tom Brady in just to make the playoffs or just to win two or three more games than Jameis Winston. That wasn't the goal. If Jameis Winston cut down his interceptions, cut him in half, TJ, they probably would have won a couple more games and had a chance to make it to the playoffs with the talent that team already had coming in. But you don't bring in Tom Brady and celebrate making the playoffs for the first time in 13 years, right? This is about Brady's about Super Bowls. Am I right or wrong?
I'm with you on that. I believe, like everyone else, it's what you said. I believe they were 7-9 last year.
Right.
If Jameis Winston cuts down half of those interceptions,
instead of 30 interceptions, he goes to 15 or 12. Don't tell me that they wouldn't have won three or four more games.
I believe they would have won four more. Easily 11-5.
Yes.
Easily. And so when you bring a player the caliber of Tom Brady, and assuming could be bad, but they're getting in the playoffs. They're for sure going to get in the playoffs with what he has, that defense and those offensive weapons. Now it's just when you get into the playoffs, what are you going to do? And I 100% agree with Bruce Arians. Anything outside of a Super Bowl was a failure. It has to be that way. And so my preseason before the season started, Super Bowl matchup was the Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow. So you bought into the hype from day one. You thought they had enough.
Yeah, as you know, I was the first guy to say Tom Brady was going to be playing with the Bucs when he was still playing with the Patriots, and everybody thought I was crazy.
They said, TJ's Meshuggah. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
And I said, okay. He's going to the Bucs. No, he'll never go to. Yes, he is. And it was because he did his research. He was smart. Great defense, warm weather, great skill players.
I thought he went down there for the early bird specials, no?
He probably did do that as well. But he played a little football in the meantime.
Here's my thing. Tom Brady hasn't lived up all the way. Him not making the Pro Bowl, they picked Kyler Murray
Rob, come on now. Come
I'm going to give it to you because with the weapons that he has, everybody thought Tom Brady was going to go off. And TJ, let's be fair, you can rack up numbers in the NFL, and he's done it against bad teams. He struggled against better teams, good teams. Even that win over Green Bay, he had three touchdowns because Aaron Rodgers had a bad day, set him up close. Look at the numbers. He only had like 160 yards in that game. He wasn't great. Couldn't beat the Saints. Couldn't score in Chicago against the Bears. Go look at it. Against the better teams, they've struggled.
When you look at passing yards in the NFL, one Tom Brady is in the top five.
Yeah, but they throw the ball more. I'm not that big on passing yards. I'm in quarterback.
What are you big on? Just let me know, and I'll give you another one. Just let me know what you
quarterback
want.
Rating. Where is he? Is he in the top five?
Yes. He's tied. He's tied.
He's got more interceptions than he's had in how many years? He's got what, 9 or 10 interceptions, a number of pick sixes, and give me other than Green Bay, what's their other signature win?
It doesn't matter.
No, okay.
No,
right.
No. It doesn't matter because he's getting them to the. Everybody plays pretty much the same schedule. If it was that easy, why isn't everybody winning 11 games every year?
Because that team won 7 games without him, is my point, is that there wasn't enough talent. And then they loaded up TJ. They got Antonio Brown.
They got Antonio Brown midway during the season.
Okay.
He's not even playing 50% of the snaps.
They got Leonard Fournette.
He's not even playing 50%.
They got Shady McCoy. They got Gronk. I mean, they put the band back together. They were doing anything and everything. And all I heard was Tom Brady has so many weapons. Oh, this is going to be easy.
So you like the Packers over the Bucs, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what's the Packers' signature win?
They beat Tennessee, and they beat New Orleans in New Orleans. They have two of them.
Okay, and the team that
the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, that ain't a signature win.
It's a signature win, but it's really not a signature win because the fans, when you have to play in front of that packed house in a Superdome, it's tough.
You still got to play. They still had to go down. They came from behind. They won that game, man. I don't want to hear that.
But the
same thing with the Tennessee Titans. Oh, you know, the Packers can't stop the run, and Derrick Henry's going to run over them, and blah, blah, blah. They made mincemeat out of the Titans. That was a big win.
The Packers defense, they showed up. But this same Packers team that you're talking about got crushed by the Bucs team that you don't think is very good.
That was early in the season, and what was that, week three? They were up 10-0 in that game, and Aaron Rodgers had a bad game, a bad day at the office.
Okay.
Back-to-back interceptions or whatever it was, and that turned the game around. Would you admit that?
And when the Bucs lost to the Saints, what weeks were those games?
They weren't both early.
They were both early. And so when you look at, like, they played them first game of the season. Nobody expected Tom Brady and the Bucs to win that game because no offseason program. You got to get on the same page. Everything was new, even the offense. And
you still think they're going to the Super Bowl? You sticking with your pick?
Yeah, I'm sticking
with
my pick.
Can we make a bet, Mr. TJ Husmanzada?
You think I'm Plaxico. You trying to hustle me now. We can make a bet. You pick your two teams.
It's about the Bucs. I'm betting you strictly. You got the Bucs making the Super Bowl. I got the rest of the NFC.
That's a sucker bet.
No, it ain't. Could you believe in the Bucs?
I do.
Here,
I do believe.
Ranting and raving, telling me about how great Tom Brady is.
I believe in my money more though.
No,
that's a sucker bet.
No, it ain't a sucker bet because you're going to beat me. You're going to get a pair of $200 Jordans. That's our limit. $200 Jordans.
And honestly though, like. And what's going on with the coronavirus? I can't take that bet. Tom Brady comes down with the coronavirus. He can't play in a playoff game. Man, no way, no how. Ain't that what you were saying? No way, no how.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are you with Bruce Arians? I like it. He's putting some pressure on Tom Brady. You came down here. We gave you a ton of money for a 43-year-old quarterback. You better deliver us to the promised land. Otherwise, it's a failure. Let's hear what people have to say.
He's going to show up. Mark in Sacramento, the Dan Patrick Show. Talk to us.
Here we are, gentlemen, in the new year.
No doubt, Mark.
And a better one, I hope. 2020, get the hell out of here.
No
you
doubt.
A bad year. Hey, what I think, Rob, is what you just said we talked about before with Arian putting pressure on him. As you said that, I thought about something. I listened to Arian say that. You know what that sounded like to me? Those owners above Arian said that to him. That's what it sounds like to me. Well, we spent all this money. We bought Tom Brady in here. We bought Antonio Brown in here. We went and got Gronk for you. Y'all better win. That's an owner edict to me. That's what it sounds like.
No, I hear you. There's no doubt that they were expecting this
team. And they should have told that owner, you win the last time you won. Man, you don't get out of here with this.
Hey, but wait a minute. Tampa Bay has won a Super Bowl, so let's act like the franchise never won.
Man, it's
that I know it's
John Gruden won with Tony Dungy's team. Yeah, I
remember that.
Yeah.
That was some Super Bowl. That was the first time I think a number one offense was up against a number one defense in the Super Bowl. And you remember the defense for the Bucs scored as many points as the Raiders did.
They shut them down. That defense of Tony Dungy. Oh, I'm sorry, of John Gruden shut them down.
877-99 on Fox. Want to jump in? We got one more.
Bobby in Florida, you're on the Dan Patrick Show. Talk to us.
Yes, Mr. Parker. I love your show.
Thank you.
You're great with Chris. I don't want to insult your friend because I don't know how to pronounce his name.
TJ Husmanzada. TJ Husmanzada.
You can just call me TJ, man.
Happy New Year. But, Rob, I got to tell you, I think you're just a Tom Brady hater.
Oh, me?
Talk to him, Bobby.
Yeah, Tom Brady. I think Rob Parker's a Tom Brady hater. I mean, look, you talk about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has been in one Super Bowl. He gets them there or gets them not even to the Super Bowl thing every year. He's like Peyton Manning, can win great in regular games in the regular season, but doesn't bring him anywhere else. Tom Brady's been to 9 Super Bowls.
I'm asking you, though, Bobby, is he going to the Super Bowl this year, Bobby? Let's talk about the present. He doesn't have Bill Belichick. He doesn't have Bill Belichick's defense. He might not have the lucky rabbit's foot he keeps in his back pocket. Are they going to the Super Bowl, Bobby?
No.
Yeah, see? Why not? Why not?
Hey, when they go, Bobby, you call back in.
People say, you know, it's so hard to get there. So many things change during the season. Not only that, with COVID and everything, it just disrupted everything. But I still think that take what is Brady's win and loss record for his whole career.
We don't have time for that, Bobby. Thank you for the call, though. Appreciate
it's a lot to a little.
That's right. I get that. On the Dan Patrick Show, Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh. TJ, I still think they're not going to get there. I can't believe that you're so, big time, still backing Tom Brady. You love what the Bucs have done. You're all in. But you won't bet me that they're going to get to the Super Bowl.
It's a sucker.
No, like, it ain't. How?
When you pick your Super Bowl participants in September and it still looks like it can happen, man, I like that. I'm rolling. Why would I change now? I like that.
Why won't you ante up? Why won't you put something up if you feel so good about it? How come Tom Brady didn't make the Pro Bowl if he was so prolific? You giving me all the numbers.
He should
have. Why didn't he make the Pro Bowl?
He should have.
They took Kyler Murray, who's on a trending downward.
Hey, Rob, I was an all-pro more than I was a Pro Bowler. Go figure that.
Is that right?
Yeah. So go figure. Go figure. Jalen Ramsey, I mean, you just look like he didn't even get many fan votes. The players and the coaches voted him in. The Pro Bowl is a popularity thing, and if you're not buddy-buddy with your opposing teams before I remember when you do the Pro Bowl vote, and I had a buddy on another team say, bro, nobody on defense wants to vote for you. They say you talk too much during the game. So they were mad. I'm like, really? He was like, bro, they don't even want to vote for you. So, you know, they be making things personal.
Right, and that shouldn't even play in. All right, we're going to take more of your calls on the Dan Patrick Show. It's Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh on January 1st, New Year's Day here on Fox Sports Radio. Also, we're going to get into some college football talk. Of course, the big games coming up, the college football playoff. We'll do that and much more. It is the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests, and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Happy New Year out there to Sports America. January 1st, 2021. I don't know if I'd rather spend my morning with anybody else than TJ Houshmandzadeh. Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. We'll get back to your calls on the Bucks and Super Bowl or bust and Tom Brady. But first, let's do some college football. Our guest is Pete Futek, who is a writer at collegefootballnews.com. Pete, welcome to the Dan Patrick Show and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, happy college football playoff day. Here we go. This is it. This is the one day that that really matters, and we're here. We're playing games, and we're playing college football playoff games today.
But, Pete, TJ and I, please convince us that we're going to see something other than a thrashing of number four Notre Dame against Alabama. I mean, Notre Dame is, 19, 20-point underdogs. Is there any chance Notre Dame can win this game?
Yeah, there is. I'll say that just because I'm hoping for it. But
I
no,
know what, Pete.
Happen.
All right, I wanted you. If you're telling me they're going to win this, I got to hear this.
No, they're not going to. I don't think so. But look, the only way that it might not is that we're not entirely sure that the SEC and Alabama. Remember there's on the one side. You got to give the SEC teams more credit than I think that they're getting because they didn't have non-conference schedules this year. So when you're playing a team like Mississippi State, which is 3-7, it's like, oh, they stink. They're 3-7. Well, yeah, because they played all other SEC teams and they don't have those other, cupcake wins to build up on. So it kind of looks a little worse than it is. On the flip side, maybe just maybe these defenses just really can't play in this league this year. And the conference is overrated. I don't think so. I mean, Alabama's. I've come up with reasons all year long to say that teams are going to hang with Alabama. It doesn't happen. The only reason this could really work is that the Irish have the lines. They've got the NFL caliber offensive line. They've got the defensive front that's good against the run. I think they can take away Najee Harris. I think they can take away the running game and make this a little bit of a fight. And remember, they did kind of hang with Clemson a couple years ago. I know different team, different situation, but they did kind of hang with Clemson a couple years ago in the college football playoffs, even though they were totally outclassed and the second half was all Clemson. I don't think it'll happen. I wouldn't be fall off my chair shocked if it did, just because they got guys. It's not a sexy team, but it's a good enough team where they can hang with them. But certainly the firepower in Alabama is just too strong.
You're talking about Notre Dame playing the Clemson team for a couple years ago. This same Notre Dame team just got crushed by Clemson a couple of weeks ago. And, again, this game probably will do more harm than good for Notre Dame if they continue these trends of we get a college football playoff, we're not competitive. Do you agree with that statement that if they're not competitive, this will probably hurt them in the future of getting the benefit of the doubt and getting into the college football playoff?
Yeah, it's so funny you say it like that, because that's kind of the fight right now. But they're still Notre Dame, and it's like Oklahoma over the last few years. Oklahoma had one great performance, I should say, against Georgia in the college football playoff, and that's been it. But if you win your Power 5 conference championship, you're going to get in. The key is they're not going to be in a Power 5 anymore after this. But it's still Notre Dame. If they're still on the right there, they're still going to be taking on their merits. But you're right. I mean, it's no fault to not be Clemson or Alabama or even Ohio State, with just that ridiculous high level of consistent greatness every single year. But you're right. That Clemson ACC championship game, that's when they had the parts back. And it wasn't just Trevor Lawrence, because DJ Uiagalelei was great in the first game. It was that they had their defensive line kind of back. And they had a lot of the other parts back. And they just showed, they're just outclassed. So from a talent perspective, if they get destroyed, it'll just show just how much they're missing, even though they do have a good enough infrastructure of talent to get here. But it's just one of those things where this isn't the NCAA basketball tournament. You can't Cinderella your way through this. You got to have the top guys, and those guys on the other side have three Heisman finalists.
This is the Dan Patrick Show. It's brought to you by Mercedes-AMG Driving Performance. Our guest, Pete Futek from collegefootballnews.com. Pete Dabo Sweeney said that Ohio State was the number 11 school in his college poll ballot. If Ohio State beats Clemson, what will that make Clemson after that game? Will they be 12th or 13th?
Exactly. Or it might make Dabo and Trevor Lawrence, the new Jacksonville Jaguar coach and quarterback tandem. Ohio State's still good. I mean, we just don't know what they are yet. And that's kind of the problem. They didn't have a lot of games. They didn't have their offensive line together late in the season. Like, I think they were missing four starters against Michigan State. They were missing 22 players for the Big Ten championship against Northwestern. They're getting most of them back. So on the one side, we're finally getting to see pretty much a close to full Ohio State team for the first time all year. On the negative side, you don't start to gel and mesh and get better and all that against Clemson in the college football playoffs. So there's so much pressure on them. It's such a, they've hyped themselves so up for this. They've waited 365 days for this rematch. It's an everything to them. I would not be shocked on anything on here. I would not be shocked if we talk next week and we're like, they got whacked, 31-10. Or I wouldn't be shocked if they pulled off the win. I do think Clemson wins this. I do think Clemson wins and covers that 7.5. I do think that there's, this team is gelling at just the right time. What gets lost in all this about Ohio State is that Trevor Lawrence wants this too. Trevor Lawrence did not play all that great in the game last year. At least he ran great, but he didn't throw all that well. And that was just not the top Clemson performance. So there's a little bit of motivation and fight on that other side as well. And the other part here is this is the best pass rush Dabo Sweeney's ever had. It might not have the historic talent on the lines like he had some of those national championship teams. But this is the first time he's had a team that's averaging four sacks per game. So this line is going to get to Ian Book, and I do think that the defense is going to take over as the game goes up.
Speaking
to Justin Fields, I should say.
Fields is a little mobile. It's they'll present problems. They have some NFL first-round draft picks talking Ohio State up front on that offensive line. College football playoff. I'm going to watch it regardless, but it's getting redundant. It's the same teams every year. They will not give a non-Power 5 school an opportunity. Do you see them expanding this field? Because it's Alabama, Clemson, and whomever else. But those two are constants, and it's the same song and dance pretty much every year.
It's hard because, on the one hand, you could say, by far, this is the most representative playoff system possible. There is no fluff. There is no – you cannot fluke your way through this. There's no – it's not a gimmick like the NCAA basketball tournament. It's not – You know, like the NFL even, where, you know, look, all these teams are, you know, amazing, but now they've got 14 teams going in it, where you almost half the league gets a playoff spot. There is no waste. These are the four best teams, or at least close to it. So you can't really argue with the end result, because, again, you can't fluke your way to a college football playoff national championship. On the flip side of that, though, okay, we had LSU last year, but, like, that's your thing. What's the variance? Well, maybe there's Georgia. You know, maybe it's Notre Dame. You know, so it's you're not talking about and there's the times we do have, you know, something that's a little bit different, like Michigan State, like Washington. They got obliterated. So I get it. I get the idea of inclusion. Let's see what Cincinnati does today. But the problem is the American Athletic Conference hasn't been great. And, look, yesterday – you know, it's, however you want to put it, the 11th-ish best SEC team just beat the second best American Athletic Conference team.
Yeah.
So I'm for inclusion. There needs to be a way that every team knows that they can go into a season and say, if we do this, we are playing for the playoff. And that's the problem. You can't play your way into this. So I do think eventually they are going to expand and just say, all Power 5 conference champions, if you win your conference championship in the Power 5, you are in. And then maybe they have a play-in thing or something for a group of five champion, and then a couple of wild cards just in case there's a big upset or two. But there will be expansion. It's just a question of how you do this easily, because the only way we got a college football playoff to begin with is they kept it in the current bowl structure, because these are still bowl guys. They don't want to blow out the bowls. They would just want to keep it within, do this within the bowl system. If they can figure that out, then there will be expansion.
All right, Pete, one last thing. We got about a minute to go here. Looks like Jim Harbaugh is going to re-sign with Michigan. But what about Urban Meyer? Is there a real chance that he can give up the microphone and head to the NFL and coach in the NFL? What are you hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I think that's either the next step. Because if you're Urban Meyer, where do you go? You're not just going to take, you know, any open gig. It's either a place like USC, it's a place like Texas, which he didn't want to take. You're not going to take over Michigan if you're him. Notre Dame. I mean, there's just so many powerful college football programs that a guy like, you know, him wants to take over. I do think the NFL is going to be there. I think there's going to be a couple of college coaches. I think Pat Fitzgerald, excuse me, after today, is probably the hot guy on the list because he's due. And so there's going to be a whole lot of big shifting really fast here. And I'm still shocked that Lincoln Riley is not the Dallas Cowboys head coach, even though he's not going to be after this year. But that seems like a too perfect fit at some point. So there are going to be a lot of college guys that are going to jump to the next level pretty soon.
All right. We appreciate it. Pete Futek from collegefootballnews.com. Man, happy new year. Thanks for the knowledge. We appreciate you.
Happy new year to you guys, too.
Thank you.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We still want to hear from you on this Bruce Arians, the Bucks, Super Bowl or bust. TJ, we got a few people who want to jump back in.
We got some callers. Sean in Sacramento, the Dan Patrick Show.
My uncle from another mother. Hey, yo, the Up On Game podcast representing himself, TJ Hooshman's daughter, man.
What
still
up?
Being on with the morning, man.
How you doing,
man? Happy New Year, Sean.
Happy New Year. Hey, happy Pig Feet Day, brother. Did you ask Hoosh if that was one of his New Year's favorites, too?
Did I ask what?
Hoosh, if he enjoys Pig Feet like you did every New Year's.
Oh, yeah. You know I asked him. He said that his mom cooked Pig Feet and chitlins and hog moss, but he never ate it.
I ain't eating none of that.
He said he never ate it. Sean, never. I know you ate Pig Feet, right?
Man, hey, anything that you got to soak in vinegar for 3 days and completely empty a crystal bottle hot sauce onto, I'm not for that, Unc. I can't be with you on that, Unc.
No, pig feet are good, man. I miss my mom's pig feet, no doubt about it. All right, man, Super Bowl or bust, man. What you got?
Look, man, I could appreciate the head coach trying to instill that in his team, but let's be real, man. Tom Brady is not the Tom Brady of old lore. He no longer has that game tape and all those signals that they used to videotape during the practices. And we're seeing what he really is, and we're seeing what Bill Belichick really is. So, I mean, it was a match made in heaven, but I don't see that happening for Tampa Bay. We all know what it's going to come down to, Patty Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers. Let's keep it real.
All right, Sean, Happy New Year. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox.
Mike in Florida, the Dan Patrick Show. Talk to us.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year, guys. Listen, 79 yep. degrees and sunny here in Clearwater, Florida. I appreciate you taking my time.
Very nice.
Hey, yeah.
Let me give you guys some insight on what the local talk radio is here in the Tampa Bay area. And I had to call and pick up the phone and call them on Wednesday because their perception is and what they're putting out over the airways is, oh, you know what? Well, he's on a 2-year deal, so it's kind of like a tune-up kind of year. I had to pick up the phone and call him. I said, let me tell you something, man. Anytime you got TB12 lined up under center, we're talking about a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Anything else, what did you do this for? You think you brought him here to sail off into the sunset and come soak up the Florida sun?
You need to be on talk radio out in Florida then.
You do because you don't think about next year. You don't even know Tom Brady will be 44. TJ, it can leave you any minute. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the plan. The plan is to win ASAP, not like, oh, this is a tune-up. What? Other teams in the NFL, are they going anywhere? Are the Saints going anywhere? Are the Packers going anywhere? Are Seattle going anywhere? No, who's going anywhere? Nobody, right? It ain't going to get easier. 877-99 on Fox.
Blake in Arkansas, the Dan Patrick Show.
TJ, your boy needs to show some respect. He can't out-hustle a hustler. He wants to take six teams.
Thank you, Blake. You feel me?
Hey, I want to take six teams. You take one. Let's bet.
Thanks, yeah. Blake.
Wait a minute, Blake.
Thank you.
He's all in on Brady. If you believe in Brady.
TJ, I'm going to represent you on this. You can sit back. We'll all take that bet, but we want four pairs to our one.
Thank you, Blake.
I'll do two to one, TJ.
Real quick, I got one question.
All right.
You are the Buffalo Bills, any...
Did we lose him?
Yeah, we lost him, Blake.
Oh.
Get back on, Blake. Call us back. Christian in Maine on the Dan Patrick Show. Talk to us.
Hey, what's up? TJ, I got to tell you something. In 2013, I'm a farmer up here in Maine, a cultivator.
Okay.
We may say. And I made a crop of Cushman Zada. So just know that you're getting that.
What is that? You've got to tell us what that is, right?
Well, I'm a farmer anyway.
Okay,
I got you.
I want to get to my point. My point is this, my friends. Tom Brady in the regular season is, so-so and okay. But you have to think about Tom Brady in the postseason. And with these weapons, Tom Brady is going to be focused like a – and you know, TJ, you know, he is a dagger. He can cut that apart. You know,
did you watch him last year against the Titans? Tom Brady's last pass as a New England Patriots. Remember, TJ?
I do.
Pick six, baby.
I do.
Pick six.
Hey, it happens. It happens.
877-99 on Fox. We got time for a couple more.
Robert in Delaware, the Dan Patrick Show. Talk to us.
Hey, I'm the mushroom man because I used to grow mushrooms. I like your show. You two guys together are great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, man.
What the hell is a Hushman Zada, man? What's a Hushman Zada? TJ, you used to play for the Cincinnati Bengals. I remember watching you. You were a pretty good receiver because you would go across the middle.
All right.
They had a New Year's Eve, man, that they hadn't gotten over yet, man.
I guess.
We got one more. Crazy. James in Texas on the Dan Patrick Show. Be better. Talk to us, man.
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
The same.
Yes.
So I just wanted to let you know that everyone's, we're talking the Chiefs and the Packers, and they're both outstanding teams, home field advantage. I think there's only one of those teams. I think the Packers have advantage if Rodgers and the coach and their defense show up. Yeah, they'll be good. I don't see Tom Brady getting there. I mean, he'll have some. There'll be some shootouts, but there's going to be the Bill Belichick's going to be missing. I also think someone's going to upset the Chiefs. Somebody's going to. It was going to be Tennessee. I think the AFC is going to have some. Maybe a Buffalo. Maybe a Tennessee. It's going to be real exciting. Shoot, maybe we'll throw Alabama in the mix. Maybe Alabama could beat somebody, right?
Wow.
Alabama can beat somebody until they ever do that, and you realize they're playing against grown men. That will come up every year, and if they ever tried that, it would end bad for that college team. That's just my opinion.
No doubt. People always say that until grown men show up. You're 100% right. All right, this is the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, we're going to talk about it. We mentioned it briefly. Should Jim Harbaugh, Urban Meyer head to the NFL? And TJ, I want to get your take on college coaches going to the NFL and how players look at them. We'll do that and much more. It is the Dan Patrick Show. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh on a New Year's Day right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is the Dan Patrick Show on New Year's Day. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. Go the extra mile in your very own upfitted Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. You could win in Fox Sports Radio's Ultimate Tailgate Rig Sweepstakes. To enter, get official rules, visit foxsportsradio.com or danpatrick.com by January 24th, Mercedes-Benz vans. TJ, we brought it up briefly about maybe some college coaches going to the NFL. Jim Harbaugh, I think, is going back to Michigan because they fired Don Brown, his defensive coordinator. And TJ, if you were going to make a move and not have Harbaugh back, wouldn't you just fire the whole staff together, right? So why would you fire just Don Brown? So all indications are that they will work out some sort of agreement at Michigan. But Urban Meyer's name has come up. You know, he does television for Fox, college football. A lot of college coaches haven't succeeded in the NFL. Nick Saban wasn't great in the NFL. Pete Carroll struggled, went to college, and then won a Super Bowl. So he's one of those guys who was able to make it work. What do you think of Urban Meyer? Could that work in the NFL, TJ?
If you are asking me, do I believe he will be successful? That answer will be yes. The problem is when these college coaches come from the top schools, you just recruit the best players. And when you get the best players, the majority of the time, you're going to win. You're going to do well. When you get to the NFL, you have to select the best players. You don't have, oh, I'm going to just go get try to get the three best defensive linemen and hopefully one or two of these guys are pretty good. In the league, you have to draft guys, put them in positions to be successful, develop them, and if you do those three things, you have a chance to do very well. And that's why some of these coaches, they don't. But Urban Meyer, look where he started. He started at the smaller schools, and he's had success everywhere he's been: Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, Ohio State. He's had success at every single school.
Jimmy Johnson won, right? The Super Bowls with the Cowboys, right? A college coach.
It's very few of them. More fail than succeed. But I believe Urban Meyer would be one that would have a ton of success. Like, I've been able to spend time with Urban in the green room at Fox Studios.
Yep.
And just talk football, and he draws up plays and tell you what he's looking for defensively. And he obviously knows what he's doing, but he's going to get the respect. And what happens is, when you get a new head coach, that first meeting that you have as a team will automatically, players will say, okay, he has my respect. Just by the way he handles himself in that meeting. Like, you know right away, like, oh, he ain't taking no BS.
Right.
He's cool. He's a player's coach, but he ain't taking no BS either. And so you know right away, like, oh, man, this dude's soft. Man, we're going to run right over him.
Right. It's going to be a country club, right?
Yeah. And so you know right away. You're not doing that with Urban Meyer. And he's not going to give you that impression that you can either.
Now, let me – hear the Jim Harbaugh thing, I think he's been a total failure at Michigan. I don't care about TJ, the wins, and where they were with Brady Hoke before he got there. The bottom line is they haven't gotten to the college playoff. They haven't won the Big Ten. They've been stomped by Ohio State. They've lost to Michigan State a number of times. I mean, any other coach would have been run out of Ann Arbor with what's happened at Michigan, okay? He's a Michigan man. He played for Bo Schembech. I get all that. He was quarterback there. They love Jim Harbaugh. But I really believe Jim Harbaugh should go back to the NFL where he had success, you know, at San Francisco. They went to three NFC championship games. They went to the Super Bowl. I really thought if it wasn't the stink on him, maybe he should be the Lions coach, TJ. Am I crazy? He had success in the NFL. He played quarterback in the NFL for 14 years. He knows the pro game.
I'll go back to some of the earlier comments. He's not going to win the Big Ten. Ohio State has the better team.
Why not? Michigan can't compete.
Ohio State has the better team, the better players, and it's evident when you look at the NFL draft.
Yes, but look at Michigan's history. Your guy, Tom Brady played at Michigan.
It's history. These kids that are in high school, they don't remember when Michigan was good. They see the Alabama, the Clemsons, the LSUs, the Georgias. That's who they see. They don't see the Ohio States. That's who these young kids see now. And so they don't see Michigan as being that school. And so you can say, oh, you can't beat Michigan. He's always going into that game knowing he's playing a team with a group of better athletes and players. That's just the reality of it. And if he wins, that's a bonus. But Michigan does not have better players than Ohio State, and they know that. And until they can close that gap, it's going to be that way for a while. Ohio State has the far superior athlete. That's no disrespect. That's just what it is.
Yes, but should Harbaugh, should he re-sign with Michigan, or should he go back to the NFL? If he can't, you're telling me he can't win there. So why stay there and continue this at Michigan?
He has a quarterback coming in, and J.J. McCarthy, that is the best quarterback recruit that he's recruited at Michigan. And so I believe he's looking at this kid hoping he can kind of change the fortunes. If you get a good quarterback, he brings in other players or high-profile players, 4- and 5-star players that can help the program. That could quite possibly be the reason why, or he just doesn't have the interest in the league that we think he does.
All right, it is the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, which quarterback has the most to prove? Is it Tua? Is it Baker? Is it Kyler Murray? We'll talk about that and much more. Stick and stay here on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.